Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Star Fam? That was DJ Tiesto from his album Niana, and that track was As the Rush Comes. Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in to Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, Jonah Bull. Today is Friday, September 9th, 2011. It's 9-9-11. It's a good day to do a broadcast. And joining me on the show tonight, we have a great interview lined up later on with Beloved, Kate Beloved. She's a visionary, an art and energy healer who works as a messenger for the unseen realms. And we'll be talking about some of her toning and alchemy she does, and also about an awesome event that's coming up here in Nashville for the fall equinox going on at the Light Center. And also just going over some updates of things we've been following and talking about. One of those things being Comet Elenine coming back around this month and next month. We've been talking about this, and we're probably going to continue to talk about this over the next few months because there are some big energy shifts coming, some big alignments coming, some earth changes coming, as well as could be some financial things coming, like the dollar collapsing, which we'll get into a little bit later on in the news. But there are some interesting times coming ahead, to say the least. So over the next 2 months, as I've continued to saying and others, just be prepared, be on the alert, be on the lookout, be aware. Because when things do happen, it's the first 24 to 48 hours to take action and be the reactor and react upon it. So just be aware of the next couple months. We also have the 10th anniversary of 9/11 this weekend. There is already a huge terror alert in New York and Manhattan. They've set up like a safe zone, and they're already doing like perimeter checks and all sorts of stuff. So you could tell that the heightened security will be throughout the weekend and possibly the next week. So be aware of that as well. Be aware of any false flag operations or things that may happen, like we've talked about, like the 9/11 incident from the get-go. Building 7, people, Building 7. Building 7 fell within 7 seconds of the first implosion, which happened on the first floor. So a fire did not take it down. It was imploded. It was blown up. Plain and simple. Building 7, do your research, YouTube it, check it out. Also this week, send some light and love out to my star brother Mario up in Manhattan in the New York area, and also some love to Pancho. Spoke to Mario the last couple days, and him and Pancho are going through some interesting times on a very serious mission right now, so they need everyone's light and love, and send them some just shining rays of light and love and whatever else you pick up to send out to them, because they're going through some interesting times, like I said, and they need everyone's help right now. So shout out to Mario and Pancho. Now, talking with that about balance and some of the missions that each of us carry, balance meaning 1 foot in spiritual and 1 foot in the physical. And let me tell you, it is not easy. As a newly awakened star seed, I would say within going on 2 years now, and walking more in the spiritual, it is not the easiest path to follow, because so many of us are so aware of these earth changes and upcoming times and this and that, and we still have to hold our poker face every day in 3D. Maybe not so much in the astral area, because there's so many enlightened people here and so many light beings, and everyone's, a lot of most people are on a same frequency and page. But when you step out into the cities, I know very few people out of all my friends I've known in Florida and all over the world, very few that are really aware of what's coming. So it's hard to just have that poker face every day and talk about things that really, you know, don't even matter because of certain things you've seen or witnessed or energies you felt or time travel or astro travel or whatever you've experienced and whatever your knowingness is. It's hard. So a shout out to all the light workers out there, especially the ones like Beloved and other people who've been holding light for so long, because it's hard. It's hard. It ain't easy. And I'm glad that me and Mario and Monty and other newly awakened starseeds are here to help, like the new recruits, the fresh recruits. So we are here. We're here to help harness that light and bring in that light, because there's some heavy energies coming ahead. And that's why I also believe all of us are newly awakened right now, because we are the new fresh brigade of light workers and light warriors, light beings to come in and help harness some light, because I can't even imagine walking this balance for 30, 40 years like some of you have. So respect to that, and a shout out to all of you, and also to all of our star family, man, all the Octorians, the Palladians, the Andromedians, the Galactic Federation of Light. Thank all of you guys for your support, because you best believe all of them are helping us, and all of the enlightened beings and angels. All of us have angels watching us. We don't just come into this world solo, you know. That's why we have twin flames and angels and guardian angels, call them what you will. They are here, they're watching, so respect and a shout out and love and light and everything to them. Moving on, an awesome announcement brought to you by Earth Heart Network. Shout out to Lisa for passing this my way. There is a huge, largest drumming circle for the world going on September 17th, 2011. The largest drum circle in the world is an annual global event created to connect those who move towards unity and can envision life on a peaceful planet. This effort was initiated by members of Power Circle and Community Drum Circle in Burlington, Ontario, Canada. Our intention is to find drummers and non-drummers around the world who have hope for humanity and who love one another. We also believe that the world will change through the efforts of many. We support those individuals and organizations who create any form of positive change on this planet. And this year's global event is occurring on September 17, 2011, over a 24-hour period of time. So go online, check this out. You could Google Largest Drum Circle. There's tons of websites out there. I know Lisa with Earth Heart Network is also putting together one here in Asheville. I'm not familiar with the park yet, but once we get the information, I will report it next week on the show. So all the Ashevillians here in the area, stay tuned for that. But September 17th is the Drumming World for Peace going on around the world for 24 hours. So check your home city out anywhere in the world and see if you can get involved or just start a drum circle. It only takes one. It takes one. So if there's nothing going on during that time, just tap in, sense the frequency vibrations, and tap that drum. Get into it from Mother Earth. An interesting article that came up today, which I just got a couple hours before the show, and it's funny how this is happening when Comet Elenine is here and the big alignment coming the 25th and 26th of September. And the article starts off, Moon to Have No Fly Zones by Month End. No fly zones will come into effect on the moon for the very first time by the end of this month. Why? Even buffer zones that spacecraft may have to avoid will come into existence. The reason? Avoiding any spraying of rocket exhaust or dust onto certain historical sites and artifacts on the moon. Really? So they're having buffer zones in space now. Interesting, because Comet Elenine's coming around. And they're doing this because, all of a sudden, because, has to be by the end of the month, because of certain historical sites and artifacts on the moon. What artifacts are on the moon that they're talking about? And that's just ridiculous. So anyone who believes that they're making buffer zones so rocket exhaust and dust doesn't fly into historical sites and artifacts on the moon is crazy. The article continues to say, the historical sites are, of course, the Apollo landing sites and the artifacts present on the moon. And the quote-unquote recommendations are for preserving and protecting these historical sites. There are currently more than three dozen historical sites that preserve the more than four-decade-old remains. According to science, by the end of this month, NASA is expected to come up with a set of quote-unquote recommendations for spacecraft and astronauts visiting the quote-unquote U.S. government property on the moon. Of course, these quote-unquote recommendations will not be legally binding, as the 1967 Outer Space Treaty makes it clear that the lunar surface has no owner. Well, I'm glad that the nations of the world had to come up with the treaty so they all could agree that the moon has no owners. Great job, guys, in 1967. Despite the lack of ownership, NASA is hopeful that other countries will respect the U.S. sentiments. Incidentally, the restricted list contains more than just historical sites. Ah, here's the fine print. For instance, the list includes studying discarded food and abandoned astronaut feces. So it's not just these lunar, you know, artifacts and sites. They're also, there's a whole list of other things that they don't want people touching in space or even inspecting or studying. Don't look at our food. Don't look at our feces. What is going on? And if you believe the article the way it is, good luck with what's coming ahead, because you have a lot to learn. And it's a short amount of time. The time is now. So crazy article just coming out. The moon now has no fly zones by the U.S., which they've already made a treaty in 1967 saying that no one claims the moon. But of course, the U.S., the big boys on the block here on Earth, we're like, well, now we want to change that treaty because there's a big comet or a planet or a spaceship coming, and we don't want people in this sector area. Interesting. Now, they've already claimed the rain that falls from the sky in western states, here in several U.S. states that people don't know, the government has made it illegal to collect rain. So any self-sustainable community that is collecting rainwater, anyone living in their house collecting rainwater for their garden, is creating a felony charge for themselves. Basically, it's against the law. And if you Google Western states illegal to collect rainwater, you'll see that several Western states have lost their water rights. What's next? The air? Is the government going to wait? The government already claimed the air. That's right. Chemtrails. It's crazy and ridiculous of what is going on. In fact, I even found an article just to write on the back of that. With all the crazy things going on everywhere on the planet, with the UK, the riots, and the Middle East, with people rising up against their governments, so many things have happened all over the world, UK numerous times, London, this, nothing is happening in America. So this article, The Continued Silence of Americans, and I'll read a little bit of this. And this talks about also Labor Day, which happened last weekend, which most Americans probably don't even know what Labor Day is all about. The continued silence of Americans is even more shocking when one realizes that last weekend they celebrated their Labor Day holiday, with mostly none of them even knowing that this day of memorial came into being because of bloodshed and lives lost due to a tyrannical government that forgot who they really were serving. So in 1894, in Chicago, tens of thousands of peaceful protesters striking against the Pullman Palace Car Company, who cut their wages so more money could fit into the pockets of the global elites and the owners of the company, were violently attacked after President Grover Cleveland ordered 12,000 U.S. Marshals and Army troops to attack them, killing 13 Americans and wounding 57 more. In what is now known as the Great Pullman Strike, the most violent in U.S. history, the consciousness of America was shocked at the barbarity of their government backing the corporate and banking elite classes against the people that they were supposed to be serving. Duh, that's what's happening today, but no one's saying anything. Well, I shouldn't say no one, but most people aren't. Over a quarter million protests in 27 states took to the streets in protests against their government's tyranny, causing the elites to retreat in terror lest they become the next victims of the hands of the raging mobs. Well, those days are over because most Americans just sit on their couch, eat their McDonald's, and watch Dancing with the Stars. In a quick appeasement to these workers, President Cleveland pushed through the U.S. Congress and legislation to make Labor Day a national holiday 6 days after the strike ended and was passed unanimously. So the craziest, worst, you know, massacre of 13 Americans because they went on a peaceful strike ordered by our government. Mass protests broke out in 27 states all over. The government said, okay, we'll shut them up. You could have Labor Day. It's a horrible thing. Well, people, that's been going on for a long, 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 long time now, and no one's really rising up. As much as things change, they also stay the same, an old saying goes. And in today's America, this has become so apparent, it is truly frightful to behold, with one major difference. And unlike nearly the entire world's population today, most of the American people have all but ceased caring and really believe that their silence is going to protect them. Unfortunately, I know a lot of people like that. The atrocities committed by and upon the American people today are beyond astounding, to the point where one cannot help but wonder in sorrow at how far these once great people have fallen. And the reason they have fallen so far is simple to understand. Unlike every single generation that has gone before them, the American people of today have become total and complete compliant to their corporate, political, banking, mainstream propaganda media. Structure that serves them nothing more than half-truths at best and lies at the worst. And that is exactly what's going on. People have forgot that the mainstream propaganda media is run by corporations and banks. That's who own it. What do you think they're going to report? Only things that they either have to report because it's obvious, but they'll spin it, like in Libya, or they will report things that they just totally make up or make up something to back it up. And that is the reason they have stopped listening to the modern-day Thomas Paines and the American Railway Union, people like that, and people like me and other people who have radio shows, because people just don't care anymore. They're so dumbed out and they're so believing. Now, they're also dumbed down by fluoride in the water, chemtrails in the sky, GMOs in the food, and everything else you can think of. But Star Beings, that doesn't stop us. We're still rocking it out. And as far as I'm concerned, if every ancient indigenous tribe on this planet, dating back as far as we can date back, understood that we came from the stars, I believe every single human on this planet could also understand that concept. Every indigenous tribe on the planet understood we came from the stars, so could everyone on the planet now. If they're dumbed down by fluoride and everything else, it's an uphill battle, but we can do it. We're the strongest of the strong, and that's why we're here. To finish that article, I'll end with a quote. In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. Martin Luther King Jr., 1929 to 1968. Moving on to some awesome news. Scientists find out that dolphins talk like humans. Dolphins do not whistle, but instead talk to each other using a process very similar to the way that humans communicate, according to a new study. While many dolphin calls sound like whistles, the study found that the sounds are produced by tissue vibrations, analogs to the operation of vocal folds by humans and many other land-based animals. Communicating similar to the way that humans do solves what would otherwise be a major dolphin problem. When we or animals are whistling, the tune is defined by the resonance frequency of some air cavity, said Peter Madison, lead author of the research appearing in Royal Society Biology Letters. The problem is that when dolphins dive, their air cavities are compressed due to the increasing ambient pressure, which means they would have to produce a higher and higher pitch sound the deeper they dive if they actually whistle. So thank you, science, for telling us that dolphins speak like humans, even though they're probably one of the first ET races that came to this planet from a distant water planet that have been here for a very long time, that are highly advanced, more than most humans. Thank you, science, for finally admitting that dolphins can talk. To most people listening to the show, we knew that. Another awesome article I'll post up on the website, starseedenergyradio.com, is Dolphin Whisperer Could Help Us Talk to ETs. Scientists hoping to develop a common language with dolphins may help us talk to extraterrestrials. Duh, they're ETs just like we are. Thank you, science, once again, for allowing us to think outside the box, because you say so. Another awesome article, why we're right to trust our gut instincts. Science discovers first decision is the right one. Now, to most of us, we all know that our gut instinct, our first decision, our initial reaction is the first one. It's the way, it's the universe, it's the law of attraction, it's how things work. But now, science has also discovered it's the right one. Go on your gut feeling when setting goals, because more often than not, it will be right. Researchers have revealed. According to a study by Canada's University of Alberta, when it comes to working out there, the future lies. Your unconscious mind is both smarter than you think and can be a greater motivator. Alberta School of Business researcher Sarah Moore and colleagues from Duke and Cornell universities say unconscious feelings about objects in their environment influence the pursuit of long-term goals. Their study explores how the unconscious mind responds to the objects in relation to an individual's goal, and how the unconscious continues to influence feelings about these objects once the goals are reached, whether or not the outcome has been successful. In the past few years, we recognize that some of Sigmund Freud's ideas on the unconscious mind were, in fact, correct, and that a lot of our decision-making and a lot of our feelings are based on things that we're not really aware of. So again, it takes science to figure out that we have higher selves, we're multidimensional beings. Thank you, science. Another interesting article. Can't stand the rain? Moods really are tied to the weather. According to popular belief, not to mention popular music, there's long been a link between mood and weather. Some of us can't stand the rain. Others aren't happy unless we can feel the warm glow of sunshine on our shoulders. But does rain really make us blue, and does the sun really cheer us up? A new study in the journal Emotion explored this popular belief by surveying nearly 500 adolescents and their mothers and found that for some of us, weather does indeed have a direct effect on our mood. Of course, everything has a direct effect on us because we're all connected to the universe. Thank you, science, once again. Another interesting article. Mental illnesses rise linked to climate. rates of mental illnesses, including depression and post-traumatic stress, will increase as a result of climate change, a report to be released today says. The paper prepared for the Climate Institute says loss of social cohesion in the wake of severe weather events related to climate change could be linked to increased rates of anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress, and substance abuse. Go figure that one out. As many as 1 in 5 people have reported emotional injury, stress, and despair in the wake of all these events. Okay, 3 articles all in a row proving, or science telling us, proving law of attraction. We're in a matrix. We're in a law of the universe setting here. What we think, the energy we put out, the intent we could put out is going to manifest. If you're thinking you're fat, you're fat, you're fat, you're fat, well, guess what? You're going to be fat. Your body will make it be fat. It's just like the water molecule from What the Bleep, the movie, with the doctor, I think is Seti Miyoko or something in Japan, where your thoughts actually change the water molecules and the shape and the frequency of water. So your power of intent, your thoughts and everything are very important. Thank you, science, once again, for linking our thoughts and energy to climate, weather, mood swings, and our gut instinct is right. Awesome articles. I'll post them up on the website. And before we go, just to mention 2 other articles talking about the financial scam of the world. Bloomberg reveals massive corruption in the private Federal Reserve. Get out of here. When the mainstream media like Bloomberg is reporting stories like this, you know it's serious and cannot be ignored. Today, Bloomberg has revealed that the Wall Street atrocity received a staggering $1.2 trillion in loans. Yes, $1.2 trillion in loans. The private Federal Reserve calls these handouts to the corporate cronies emergency loans, but in reality, they're nothing more than friends giving friends unfathomable amounts of money in order to keep the economy from plunging into depression. Of course, the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke and Bloomberg opt to characterize the give out of public funds as legitimate, unprecedented efforts to help our withering economy when this is far from the case, as we have seen from their entire stimulus packages that none of them worked, that has just driven American deeper into the black hole of debt. Thank you. Another interesting report. Banks are ripping off pension funds by backdating currency transactions. Another way Uncle Sam is taking our money with a gun to the head. No one's saying nothing, and they're straight robbing people. Unlike everything else with our water, our food supply, and our air. Thank you, Uncle Sam. So with all that, be aware, be alive. These next 2 months are very, very interesting to say the least, and these articles will all be up on the website, so check them out, spread the awareness, spread the word. And with that, I'm going to go to our next track, and we'll be right back after this. And welcome back to the show. You're tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And that track was Beautiful Things, also from the album DJ Tiesto. And now joining me on the show is Beloved, who is a visionary, an artist, and sound alchemist whose passion is activating sleeping souls, as is mine. Beloved, thank you for coming on the show. Welcome.
Oh, thanks so much, Jonah. Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's talk about a little bit about what you do. You're a sound alchemist, and you do sound activations using gemstone alchemy crystal bowls, toning, vocal harmonics, native flute, and certain transmissions and messages from the angelic realm. What exactly is a sound alchemist, to explain to our listeners who aren't familiar with the lingo in spirituality?
Okay. When I say I'm a sound alchemist, that means changing things. That's what alchemy does, right? Turning dross into gold. So it's about awakening the soul and coming back into who we truly are, which is divine, magnificent beings who are part of the whole. So when I do the work, I create a sacred space, and you just receive. And through the tones, through the sounds, through the vibrations, you're touched on all levels, especially with these bowls. Have you ever heard the gemstone alchemy crystal bowls?
I've heard some crystal bowls. I'm not sure about the gemstone alchemy ones, but they are amazing.
You would know. Because they're absolutely amazing. They're living beings, and they're made from gemstones, and they work on the biosonic sine waves. They work on the cellular level. They bring in ancient wisdom, but they also bring in the new frequencies.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So to all of our listeners out there, pick up a gemstone alchemy crystal ball at your local crystal shop if they have one, because they rock, basically.
They really do. They so rock.
Yeah, I've heard some crystal bowls, and I've only heard a few of them, but every single one of them that I've heard is definitely a vibrating frequency that something in my body resonates with, because I always have reactions to them.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, absolutely.
What type of energy work are you working on specifically here, like with just like your own work? I know we were talking about working with some of these new energies that are coming in. What are some of your new things, like your beloved waters? What exactly is that?
The beloved waters. I work the water grid. I sing for nature. I seem to bring the frequencies of nature through, and they have me particularly working on the waters of the planet, and working on that sacred grid. You know, we're made up of water. So Ariel is always telling me that as the waters of the planet go, so go we. So Beloved Waters is about strengthening the waters. And they're very careful to say not healing the waters, because everything is whole and does not need healing. It needs a connection. We need to reconnect to nature, and especially the waters. So I've created with the unseen realms and with the bowls high-frequency essences, and there's one in particular called Beloved Waters, and it's used to strengthen the waters. Just take a little drop, because each drop is a hologram. And you just need one little drop, and you place it into the waters. And it's amazing what happens. It fits the vibration of waters and of the bowls and the frequencies that they've sent through. And it helps clear. We've used it in streams that were barely flowing. And then we've done our our prayer, our blessing, and use the essence and the toning. And the stream, just the flow increases. It's just amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. The glistening of the water, the flow of the water changes.
So basically, you're co-creating a worldwide network using high-frequency vibrational sound for strengthening the planet's sacred water grid.
You said it perfectly. That's exactly what we're doing.
And now, I talked a little bit earlier in the show, it's walking the balance where some of us, where all of us, we walk in the balance of physical, 1 foot in physical, 1 foot, and spiritual. And from what I understand, that is learning to be your master, to step into your mastery, to do that balance, because I know I'm still working on it. Like, how do you explain it to someone? You know, like, to like the family members and friends, it's like, yeah, I'm working on a worldwide network using high-frequency vibrational sound to strengthen the planet and sacred water grid. You know, it's like, how would you explain it to someone who's just tuning into the show who doesn't know exactly what that is? You know, how would you break it down to a teenager?
I would... You know, that's a really interesting question. All of my life, I have been so out there and so open about all of these things that I've never walked both lines except when I was in corporate. So I just tell people how it is. And I start by explaining energy. And one of the easiest ways to explain so people understand it is to give them an experience. So the very first thing I like to do when I talk about energy with someone is to ask people to bring their hands together and then to very slowly begin to bring their palms apart and then bring them back together and then bring them apart. And people who are listening can do this now. And do that and continue to do that, and you'll begin to feel the energy. You begin to feel like you're moving your hands through soap bubbles. It begins to feel thick or like static electricity. And almost everyone can feel that right away, even if they've had no experience.
Yep.
And then they can begin to see that there is something, because this energy is tangible. You know, we're not within this cloak of bones and flesh. Only part of us is. But we're so much bigger. We're so much bigger, and we have this energy. But we're not the only ones that have it. All of our brothers and sisters, those who walk on all fours and fly in the air and swim in the sea, plants have it. Everything has it. Everything is made of energy. So I would begin there.
Yeah, and I that is an amazing answer. I would agree 100%. The best way to introduce someone and talk to them about any of this stuff, because it is so complicated when you get really into it down the rabbit hole, but to give them an experience. Like, I always cower crystals on me, and I always tell, here, hold this crystal. Do you feel anything? Oh my God, I feel tinglies. Or, oh my God, I feel, oh, so you feel something, and that's it. Your brain cannot deny a feeling. So I do the same thing. That is amazing, because that is the best and quickest way, especially now, because the time is now. And what exactly is the high-frequency soul art that you do?
I do paintings and pastels, and I tune into the other realms, particularly the angelic realm. And then canvases develop. And once I've tuned in, I begin to create pieces of art that have your frequency in them. And sometimes they look like, oh God, abstract angels, and sometimes they just look like a wash of color. But they're your frequency, and it comes out as a piece of art. And when you use those, it helps you. If you meditate or you just have it around, every time you look at it, it helps to tune you. And then sometimes they come with messages, with actual messages for you, or they say things about you. I was never a painter. I never did art. And, you know, the angels came in. I've been working with Ariel for, I don't know, maybe 20 years, 25 years. And when they first came in, they wanted me to write. And I kept saying, well, you know, I'm not a writer. And they said, no, we need you to do a couple of books. And I'm a fabulous copywriter. I really am. But I'm not a writer. I laughed at them and I said, so what, you want a book of sound bites? And so that's what we've done. We've got workbooks out there for people. And then 3 years ago, they came in and they said, okay, now we want you to paint. And I said, paint? I'm not a painter. And, you know, they always invite. They don't tell you what to do. They always invite. But I agreed to. So I said, okay. And these paintings started coming. And the first ones that came were paintings and messages that attune to the collective consciousness or conscience. So, for example, if you're drawn to one of these pieces in particular, it means you need that attunement. And so we did that for quite a while, and people really liked them, and then they started personalizing them with personal art and saying, okay, now you can do this for people. And it's really exciting. It's just so neat to have a piece of art, and they're layered. You can't see the layers, but they're layered, 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 layered. And the whole time I'm working, it's coming through my hands, coming through my eyes, and coming through Oni as I work on it, so that when you get it, it's got everything in for you. Some of them are for healing. There'll be healing angels. But they are for attuning you to your frequencies. Because so many of us don't know who. You know, we don't know our total being. We only know the story that we're living.
Mm.
So these help to open and awaken and activate.
That's amazing. There's nothing more cooler than having a 3D piece of artwork that is resonating your own frequency or something to have in your house. So anything that raises your own frequency that you can tap into is a neato cool thing in my book. And you could find some of that on your website, correct? The awakeningsoul.com? Some more information?
You can. Yes,
excellent.
You can. And then we've got an art website up there also at soul-artist.com.
Awesome. Now, I also heard through the grapevine that Asheville is the fairy capital of the world. And can you tell our listeners, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean that the fairies have, like, a huge city here? Or, like, what exactly does that mean?
They are everywhere. They are everywhere. And this is the fairy capital of the world. They are activating the crystalline structure of our mountains. And
awesome.
There are layers of them now. I mean, there are layers of fairies that are coming in. They're the typical fairies that most people think of as fairies. You know, they're cute and they're little and they're flowy. But now there's a whole other layer coming in. There's a whole layer of galactic beings coming in through the fairy realm. And there's a goddess realm coming in, a god realm, all of that, to come in and activate this part of the planet particularly, because the planet needs it. So this is an amazing place because we're crystal. I was up on Mount Mitchell and receiving information there. And they showed me, they showed a crystal. They've been showing us the grids. I do this work with a very good friend of mine, Maddie Peterson. And they've been showing us the grids of the planet. And Mount Mitchell connects directly to Sedona. So those both, you know, light up at the same time. But the fairies are here to activate that and to activate us. That's why so many people are seeing fairies now.
It makes sense.
They need our help.
Absolutely. And glad to be in the capital, because we definitely need it in these mountains. These mountains need it, because they have been abused by this fracking and mountaintop removal and all this other crap that we do.
I know. And you know, these are sacred lands. I mean, they were the lands of the natives. The ancient ones were here. The star people are here. And these are Celtic lands. I mean, they hold such a sacred vibration from the earth, but also from the stars.
Absolutely. Now, also, tell us about this event you have coming up. It's the Fall Equinox. You're doing it here at the Light Center and doing it with Richard. And what exactly is the Fall Equinox? Why is it so important? Why is it a good time, you know, to do ceremony? What can you tell the listeners about the Fall Equinox and, like, its importance?
Well, the Fall Equinox is one of the major portals. And it's really important for us right now to get back to natural time. And I'm going to speak here about Earth time rather than star time, although it's all connected, we know that. But it's really important for us to get back to time in the way of nature. And one of the ways to do that is by honoring the portals. There's a major portal between night and dawn. There's a major portal between day and dusk. The moons, the new moon, the full moon, major portal. But then the solstices and the equinox are very, very major portals. And when I say portals, I'm talking about doorways to other realms. That's when we can really communicate with the other realms. And the thing about the fall equinox is it's a time to purity. It's a time for purifying. It's a time for letting go. And as we do that, we empty our cup, because the new things are coming in. I know so many people think that winter's a time to do nothing, you know, just hibernate. Yeah. But really, this is the time of creation coming in. We see it manifest in spring and summer, but this is the time for it to happen. And the energies that are available now help us to do all sorts of things. For one thing, this is a time to help overcoming obstacles so that we can sow our new seeds. And it's a time of opening our inner temples of awareness. It's a time where we're turning from the outer to the inner. So it's a really, really important time for all of that. It's a time for weighing and measuring and taking stock and determining, you know, what's valuable to us and what isn't. What are we going to keep? What are we going to let go? Again, what are we going to create? Very, very important. And it's a great season. It's ruled by Michael. Archangel Michael is the governor of autumn. And, you know, he's so powerful, and he's got that beautiful flaming sword that helps us clear away things. It's a wonderful time to open up to our intuition. I mean, this is just such a magical, magical time for that. It's a time for moving into our soul. It's the beginning of that. For the year.
And what an amazing time to be, because this 11-11-11 is going to be a huge alignment and portal opening, and there's so many exciting things coming up. And that's what people and listeners have to realize, is that despite all the earth changes and what you may think are horrible things happening, it's a cleansing and it's a celebration, and it's an amazing time to be on the planet to experience this shift. And it's all good all around, no matter where you are and what you experience. We all go to the same place, no matter what. So with that, I just want to give some information. A meditative musical event honoring the fall equinox season will be held at the Light Center. And you could check out youarelight.org for more information, as well as you could check Starseed Energy Radio. I put a flyer up on there as well. And that will have Beloved, Richard Schulman, and Delia all together hosting an amazing event, which I will also be there. And with that, any closing thoughts or anything to say before we wrap up?
Yes, I would like to tell people to stay in their hearts. And regardless of what the outpicturing might look like as we go through these shifts and changes, really, we're fine. And all of these shifts and changes are opportunities to come into our soul, to live our divine grace, to be in love with yourself, with others, with the planet. Stay in the vibes of love and gratitude.
Absolutely, and I second that all the way, because the heart vibration can outpower everything, and it does. It's proven. So with that, Beloved, thank you so much for coming on the show. I will see you in about a week and a half. And with that, okay, here's another track. Thank you. Another track from DJ Tiesto. Welcome back. That was another track from DJ Tiesto's album, Nyana, N-Y-A-N-A. Awesome album. It's a double CD. Check it out. In Your Eyes was the name of the track. Again, thank you, Beloved, for coming on the show. Amazing interview, always filled with good information here on Starseed Energy Radio. And again, always check out the information and everything you hear on your own, because you cannot be told truth. You must learn truth. Next week, we have Richard Schulman coming on. He's a composer, pianist, and recording artist. He's also recorded 24 albums. He has performed at Carnegie Hall. He's also performed for the United Nations, and he'll be doing a custom music piece to play on the radio show to spread light and love through the airways. Richard Schulman, check it out at richheartmusic.com. After that, we have Delia Kaseko coming on. She's also part of the Fall Equinox here in Nashville. She works with high frequencies and is committed to seeing, being, and serving the truth and light. Her website is thevoiceoflife.com. And coming up after that is September 30th, Dale Allen Hoffman at daleallenhoffman.com. He is one of the world's, if not the best, top leading Aramaic translators and masters. Check out his website, daleallenhoffman.com, for any upcoming events and stuff that he has. He'll be joining us on the show on the 30th. And with that, as always, Star Fam, the time is now. Start talking to people one by one is how we awaken. With that, always check the StarseedEnergyRadio.com for the latest updates, any news articles. And you could always follow me on Twitter. I do post out things that are, I think, pretty information for people to understand and know. So you can always follow me on Twitter for upcoming updates. And start spreading awareness. People are waking up all around the world. Send them this site. Send them information. Send them this show. Talk to them one by one. That's how it gets done. And the power of communication, of voice, of vocals is an amazing power. It's time to use it, man. Wake people up. We are the star children. We are love. We are light. And with that, good night. Thanks for tuning in, Star Fam. I will catch you next week. Stay positive. Stay in love vibration. Your last track.